AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama is meeting with French President Francois Hollande at the White House, the French leader working to form what he calls a grand alliance to increase international cooperation and coordination against the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq. Turkey's private Doğan news agency quotes a Turkmen commander as saying Turkey brought down a Russian plane after it dropped a bomb in Syria, then entered Turkish airspace. The commander claims his forces shot and killed both Russian pilots. The AP couldn't immediately confirm that claim. The Russian government insists the plane was over Syria. International security expert Michael Clark says both sides say the incident could have serious consequences.
A lot will depend on the next 48 hours, the way in which Turkey and NATO react and the sort of statements that Mr. Putin and the Russians make.
NATO has opened an extraordinary meeting about the shootdown. Americans planning trips abroad have been warned by the State Department. AP's Mike Rossi with details.
The worldwide travel alert for Americans is in effect until February 24th. The State Department says militants with the Islamic State group, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and other terrorist groups continue to plan attacks in multiple regions.
Protesters outside a Minneapolis police precinct say they won't stop their demonstrations despite the overnight shooting that wounded five people and a request to end the protest by the family of 24-year-old Jamar Clark, who died after being shot during a confrontation with police. A white Chicago police officer accused of fatally shooting a black teenager has been charged with murder. Officer Jason Van Dyke faces a first-degree murder charge in the killing of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald on October 20, 2014. A judge has ordered the police to release tomorrow a police car dash cam video that shows that shooting. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 9. This is AP Radio News. Stores are already in the holiday shopping mode. Julie Walker with more.
Retailers are already giving shoppers some great pre-Black Friday sales, including up to 50% off online and in-store. Yet the National Retail Federation's Kathy Grannis-Allen says they're still saving some deals till the actual day.
Black Friday is different, but it's not dead. We're still expecting millions of consumers to come out and shop online on Black Friday, and retailers to match their call with a lot of great deals and promotions.
And their survey found 135 million shoppers plan to spend in stores and online over the holiday weekend. Julie Walker, New York.
Job worries drive down consumer confidence. Conference Board says its index dropped by nearly 10% from 99.1 to 90.4 this month. Fewer expect pay increases, and the percentage describing jobs as plentiful declined to just under 20%. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.